is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A federal judge in New Hampshire has paused President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect anywhere in the U.S., legal analyst Lori Levinson.
For now, we have a federal judge saying that it would impose irreparable harm because American citizenship is the greatest privilege that exists in the world, and that the court does have the power, even under the recent Supreme Court ruling, to apply that to a class action lawsuit.
121 have been confirmed dead now in the Texas flood disaster. More than 170 others remain unaccounted for.
First responders working the Guadalupe River found one more body yesterday, bringing the total confirmed dead in Kerr County to 96. 60 adults, 36 children, 5 girls, and 1 counselor from Camp Mystic among the missing. Kerrville Police Sergeant Jonathan Lamb.
There's more than 2,100 responders on the ground here from state, local, and federal agencies working to reunite victims with families.
So far, 10 states have sent specially trained teams to assist, 2 more en route. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
There's a threat of more flooding in southern New Mexico. 3 deaths were blamed on this week's flooding, and New Mexico Representative Melanie Stansberry says,
"We are expecting additional rain. There are homes and people that will be in harm's way. We will protect New Mexicans, but if you live here in Rio Doso, follow the emergency evacuation orders."
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass applauds rescuers who got to more than 2 dozen construction workers who were trapped in a tunnel collapse hundreds of feet underground.
"When we raced down here, I was so concerned that we were going to find tragedy. Instead, what we found was victory. All of the men that were in that tunnel rescued up safe.
No major injuries reported. Overseas, Russia blitzed Ukraine with a series of missile and drone attacks, hitting the capital Kyiv hard. A new UN report criticizes the effect of Trump administration cuts in the fight against AIDS.
The $4 billion the U.S. had pledged for this year alone disappeared virtually overnight when President Trump ordered the suspension of all foreign aid. U.S. funding and investment helped reduce the number of AIDS deaths to a 3-decade low. But the new report says that if the funding isn't restored, the world will see more than 4 million AIDS-related deaths and 6 million more HIV infections by 2029. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Italian company Ferrero, maker of Nutella, buying the cereal maker Kellogg in a $3 billion deal. The Dow is up 250. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tomorrow marks the start of Salmon-O-Rama at Festival Park, one of the largest fishing tournaments worldwide. It runs through next Sunday. The first day includes lines getting their first cast, plus live entertainment, food, and activities for the kids like the kids' pond. There will be fireworks tomorrow night. Flags across Wisconsin will be lowered to half-staff tomorrow in memory of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder, who was killed while responding to a call June 26th. Officer Corder's funeral will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile procession with officers from around the state. Sorry, kids. Racine Unified has posted supply lists for the upcoming school year. They say they're getting an earlier jump on detailing what students will need and what the district will provide. A decision on whether to dismiss the federal case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is expected in early August. A trial would be possible later this year if warranted. Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE arrest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The crew celebrates a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Nationals tomorrow night. The crew celebrating a sweep of the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory yesterday in extra innings. Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until late in the fifth, facing a Dodgers lineup like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
They are really good. You know, I just try to control the count, you know, and they do really well, you know, especially when 2 strikes, they don't chase too much. So they really discipline in the home plate, especially the 3 guys.
The Dodgers have now lost 6 6 in a row. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today was frustrating to lose. I thought the way we competed, couldn't put a crooked number up. You know, we had them where we wanted them, and we just couldn't finish it.
Then last night after the game, Pat Murphy announced.
Okay, we got good news. Trevor McGill has been named to the All-Star team. Fitting.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
And storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too. And the rain won't quit, coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Dawn, based on their early hits like Knock Three Times, got their own summer replacement TV series.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits.
Ooh, yeah.
Temptations did it originally, but that's Rare Earth doing Get Ready on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you're headed to North Beach anytime this summer, you should camp out next to Beachside Oasis, because they're playing WRJN when they don't have a band or maybe something like yoga going on. You can hear the timeless hits there, so just plop down your blanket somewhere there, and then the food and the beverages are handy too. Plus the great tunes. It's North Beach Oasis with WRJN.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Round and round, my daddy is steaming, and
Bobby Checker for the twist. That was a cover. Let's see if you recognize this song. This is the original of a song you know very well. Any guesses? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Here it comes. You'll know it now. Brenda Holloway.
And close the door. But you say, try just once more. I chose you for the one. Now I'm having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to blow my mind. You made me so very happy.
There it is.
I'm so glad you came into
Motown song sung by Brenda Holloway. That's the original 2 years before this version that you know very well from Blood, Sweat, and Tears on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
Sloopy, hang on. I'm Dan Marcus. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles now in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with another update for you.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Fireworks will mark the return of the fishing contest. Tomorrow marks the start of Salmon-O-Rama at Festival Park, one of the largest fishing tournaments worldwide. It runs through next Sunday. The first day includes lines getting their first cast, plus live entertainment, food, and activities for the kids like the kids' pond. There will be fireworks tomorrow night. You can find the full event schedule on the festival's website. Flags across Wisconsin will be lowered to half-staff tomorrow in memory of Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Quarter, who was killed while responding to a call June 26th. Officer Quarter's funeral will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile procession with officers from around the state. The Racine County Board voted 17-2 this week to condemn the racism Milwaukee high school athletes experienced at a Waterford track meet in May. The Rufus King team left the event early after facing repeated racist comments and actions from others. Waterford school officials have apologized and have pledged to foster a safer, more respectful environment. The school says they plan to retrain officials and hold student-led forums. You can read more about the issue today online at racinecountyi.com. It's an ominous time for the children of Racine. Racine Unified has started sharing school supply lists for the upcoming school year. The lists on the RUSD website show what students will need and will highlight supplies that the district will provide. After today, there are 54 days until the first day of school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too. And the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Strolling along, country
Hits, WRJN. It's Instrumental Week with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets. Another one coming up in a matter of minutes on WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Green field.
Hits, WRJN. It's Instrumental Week with Dan Marcus, Wax Museum Nuggets. I've got another one coming up in just a matter of a couple of minutes here. Do you remember yesterday when I played a nugget called No Matter What Shape? It was based on an Alka-Seltzer commercial. Same thing for this next song. It became a commercial hit after the jingle caught on a TV commercial. I'll explain, Lucy, next on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day, Mahoffer's on Main, downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, as Chicago blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouth-watering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays, presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on August 12th for a special shirt by Emily Balsley. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. It's Instrumentals Week, and you may remember yesterday, I played a song called No Matter What Shape Your Stomach's In by the T-Bones, based on an Alka-Seltzer commercial. Well, today's song, also based on a TV commercial from 1966. Here's that commercial. We see a pretty girl walking through a park. She walks past a guy shooting pictures with his camera. He does a classic double take.
A nation of sightseers.
Past the Lincoln Memorial.
Our nation's most beautiful sights.
Up the Capitol steps.
Girl watchers watch. The kind of girl who keeps her figure, keeps her cool.
And past an older man.
With the help of ice cold Diet Pepsi Cola.
There it is.
One bottle.
Diet Pepsi.
And that honest of Pepsi taste. The one
still
taste
walking.
That beats the others cold.
Still walking. Gets noticed again by other men.
Diet Pepsi. Try it. Someone will be watching.
As she walks past the White House and somebody moves the curtain to take a look. It's a classic, clever commercial, and I love it. Well, Bob Crewe, the producer of groups like The Four Seasons, among others, heard that jingle and said, there's something to that. And I think I'll turn it into a song, see if anything happens. Well, he did, and something did. Music to Watch Girls By. The Bob Crew Generation, this afternoon's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN. Instrumental Week with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets. And that's Music to Watch Girls by the Bob Crew Generation. Now, it was a very popular song because of the commercial and all. And so it didn't escape the attention of people like Andy Williams. He actually added words to the melody.
Which is the name of the game? Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down.
Interesting. Tomorrow, the final two songs for Instrumental Week on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum series. One of them, my personal favorite. It's one of those songs that, well, when you hear it, you're whistling it for the next 2 weeks at least. It's coming tomorrow on WRJN.
Yeah.
timeless hits, WRJN. Head back to 1965 at 5 o'clock this afternoon with Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. He's up next, somewhere after Simon and Garfunkel. Have a great day.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? My friend is blown.
can hear people cry. How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Supreme Court limited nationwide injunctions, but left open other avenues to challenge the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship. Now a New Jersey or New Hampshire judge has paused the president's order and will certify a class action lawsuit. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
As soon as that Supreme Court ruling came down, a group of attorneys got together, filed a class action suit to stop this birthright citizenship attempt. And a judge in New Hampshire says this accords with the Supreme Court ruling and he will halt it for a week. But the battle continues.
The Trump administration is moving to block more services for those in this country illegally. Alexander Tin has that.
The Trump administration has taken a new step to stop undocumented immigrants from benefiting from an array of federally funded grant programs like Head Start and health centers, reversing a Clinton-era policy that had exempted several programs from using immigration status to determine eligibility. It follows an executive order by President Trump signed earlier this year aimed at curbing incentives for illegal immigration.
In Texas, searchers are still scouring areas to find victims from the catastrophic floods. Jonathan Lamb of the Kerrville Police Department.
It is a methodical search which ensures that every area in an area to be searched is covered and searched and that no stone is left unturned.
Reporter Karen Wong.
We are on day 7, and while officials have not outright